Hi, this is Tracy DeFord with today's takeaways. We had an amazing episode on Journey to There this week with our guest who we interviewed, Melody Barringer, the founder of The Crave Company and also a pioneer in what is now reverently referred to as the side hustle. So the side hustle is a really new trendy term for an old school behavior, and that is setting up and starting a business on the side. So today I just want to highlight on the three primary fundamental essentials for success when starting a side hustle. What it starts with first and foremost, number one in my opinion, is the whole idea of willingness. And when I say willingness, I'm not talking about the excitement that you feel like when you very first say, I've got this great idea and I'm going to make this happen. That's enthusiasm. When I'm saying willingness, I'm saying like, peel off that enthusiasm layer before you start and really look at what it is going to involve. If you are starting a business on the side, the most precious resource that it will take from you is your time. So you want to ensure that you are A, willing to do what it takes in terms of working nights and weekends and using vacation possibly to apply to the time spent on your side hustle, and also just making sure that you balance your time well enough so that it doesn't affect your primary source of income and or your most important thing, which is your family. And a lot of times the family is very supportive of starting side businesses, and sometimes your biggest fans and encouragement do not come from your family. So have a lot of awareness around the fact and be respectful that this new side hustle is going to take time away from places and people and things that you normally were able to focus on more often, and be sensitive to that. The second thing is all about finding your tribe within your niche. And that's a really fancy kind of new wave marketing strategy around, you want to talk to the people who want to hear your message. You want to market to the people who are in need for your product. But it also means a couple of other things. And one specifically is that when you are starting a side business, it may be something that you are very passionate about, but you have never worked in before. And it's very important to create some resources and some opportunities by first maybe going online, Googling the top 10 influencers in your new business niche. I had a client recently who is an artist and an author, and she has a gorgeous book that was self-published, and now it's time for her to get that book and get it out there in a way that is giving her visibility around her book and her business. So she is now researching and making contact with other artists and other business silos and opportunities where they appreciate, respect, and support products made from local artists, handcrafted small batches. So that's very important to the sales of her book and the awareness around her as an author and an artist. And then three is what I call the bounce back and back and back again. And if you're not willing to bounce back, and you're certainly not willing to bounce back, back, and back again, then think very carefully before you launch into this new side endeavor. One of the reasons is that with anything, we don't often get it right the first time. And I know for me personally, I've started several different businesses on the side, and the one that I love the most is the one that's taken the longest. I've invested 6 years in a business that's all about inspiring creativity for other people, and I did it not as a primary revenue source for myself, but as a way for me to connect with creative people and have a creative outlet. And just now, after 5 years, going into six, we are seeing a tremendous momentum in return on our investment and a really great awareness around the brand of our business, Get Your Muse On, which we started out of our sheer and pure love for inspiring creativity. So if you are thinking about starting a business on the side and creating your own side hustle, then just stay with it and know that you are doing this for yourself, and it will all be perfect for you in the way that it's supposed to be. Thanks, and we look forward to seeing you on the next show.